All right, a lot of people are filing for unemployment benefits. A lot of people who thought that they would never have to file for unemployment, a lot of people are doing it, and thankfully those benefits are available. It's putting a real drain on the system. These are historic numbers. Joining us right now, senior economist at O'Keefe, Anson Smuts. Anson, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Hi, Paul. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We have never seen numbers like this, even during the Great Depression. Help us understand exactly what these numbers mean. Put it into some historical perspective for us.
Well, these numbers, I mean, they really speak to the crisis that we find ourselves in. And as you said, you know, last week, a few weeks ago, these numbers were unthinkable. And putting that in context, the national numbers in just 1 week went from 280,000 to 3.3 million. And that $3.3 million figure, that's far higher than the previous record of $695,000. And we saw that in 1982. And it's far higher than what we were seeing during the recession in 2008-2009. You know, when job losses were peaking in 2009, those numbers were more 500,000 to 600,000 range. And here in Michigan, the numbers surged from about 5,000 to 130,000, again, higher than what we saw during the recession, higher than what we've ever seen before. So this really speaks to the severity of the crisis and how quickly this crisis has happened. It's really months of economic damage packed into just a couple weeks.
Well, and that's what is so, I think, jarring about this is that, you know, the economy was actually in a, you know, pretty good place. We were seeing just unprecedented growth in our economy, and all of a sudden it came to a screeching halt. How hard is it going to be to start that engine back up again once this pandemic threat is passed?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, people do have some optimism during this troubled time is that there's not a fundamental, well, there doesn't appear to be a fundamental problem with the economy going into this, like we saw in 2008-2009, where, you know, the housing sector and the banking sector really had fundamental problems that, you know, resulted in that crisis. You know, all of this really hinges on how long it takes to get past the virus, because only then can the economy, the recovery really occur. So, you know, that recovery, that time to get past the virus, that is the big question mark right now. The longer it is, the harder the recovery will be. And there's just a lot of uncertainty right now.
The stimulus package that the Senate passed last week and ultimately was approved by the House and signed by the President. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called it unemployment insurance on steroids. This obviously comes at a big cost to government, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, $2 trillion stimulus. You know, first of all, I think that's an indicator again of, you know, how severe the crisis is. You know, they're not going to pass something that historic if they didn't think we were heading into something quite serious. But it will help to get money into the hands of people who need it the most. You know, adding $600 to weekly benefits, at least for the first 4 months, and then also extending the period of eligibility for to receive these benefits. You know, hopefully that will help, you know, those who need it most get through this.
Yeah. It is going to take some time, though. What fascinates me through all this, Anson, is not just how quickly everything came to a halt, but really not sure how when this is going to end, for one thing, but how it's going to be phased in. I mean, we're not going to all of a sudden go back to where we were. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and that's, you know, there's a few things that, from an economic perspective, we have to consider, you know, as we think about a recovery. And some of those things are the global supply chain or how tax revenues for states will be affected. But the big one that keeps me up at night is thinking about, you know, just the average U.S. consumer and how they will be expected to go from the state of mind of being worried about, you know, putting food on the table and losing their jobs and just being scared about going out there and catching the virus, to, you know, moving to the state of mind where they're spending money on a vacation or buying a new car, or going out to eat at a nice restaurant. You would have to think that's going to take some time, and that indicates that the recovery, no matter what, is going to take you know, longer than what we would probably hope.
Not to mention the stock market. A lot of people just like myself are not even looking at their 401k portfolios right now. Nobody wants to know how their retirement is looking, but we know that it's not good. That's going to take some time to bounce back too.
I think that's right. I mean, the stock market is another indicator of how crazy a time we're living in. I think the Dow went through its shortest bear market ever last week, just a three-day bear market. Again, something that was quite unthinkable, but that just speaks to the volatility that's in the markets due to the fact that nobody really knows, you know, when a recovery will begin. We just need to get through this initial phase.
Yeah, absolutely. And I haven't really heard anybody put a name to it yet. I mean, are we in a depression? Are we in a recession? Are we just kind of in a holding pattern right now?
I think most economists would guess that we are in a recession already. But because of the pace at which this has all occurred, the data just isn't there yet. We just haven't seen any numbers to show us, yes, the economy has taken this percentage tumble so far. I mean, you know, we're still in March right now. So as those numbers are released, I think people are pretty confident that the second quarter of this year will bring us a recession.
What advice would you have for consumers? You mentioned it, that it's going to take some time to bounce back from this, and it's the thing that keeps you up at night. What would you have in terms of advice for just the average American that has a few investments set aside for retirement? We're trying to get by paycheck to paycheck. What do you suggest that we do through these next few months?
Well, I think, you know, as you said earlier, number one, don't even look at your 401k account. That will just be needless staying up at night. And then taking advantage of any of the available, government programs, making sure that you are set up to receive whatever amounts will be passed out over the next few months that were included in the stimulus package. If you find yourself unemployed, make sure you get into the unemployment system as soon as possible. You know, we do know that a lot of the state systems were just not designed to manage the amounts of the volume of claims being made. So people were struggling to get in. So the sooner people start, you know, trying to get into that system, the better. And apart from that, you know, just planning for, the medium to long term. You know, we don't know when this is going to end. So, you know, don't think short term. Think medium to long term. Think that this is going to take at least a few months.
Yep, that's the way to do it. Anson, we appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye now.